Shalom, Havarim, and welcome to the Shofar Message Program. This is Dan with the love of my life and your Bible teacher, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Thank you, sweetie, and God bless you all during these exciting days of great expectation. Let us give thanks to Him whom we serve forever and also after that.
Almighty Father and our Supreme Being, we do give great thanks for so many blessings, but especially our salvation, the best gift of all that we cling to and hold on to forever, knowing that no man can take us out of your righteous right hand. We ask for extra strength in these last days to share what we have to the unsaved, and may their eyes be opened. We lift up to you our listeners' prayer request and for the salvation of all our lost loved ones. We also pray for Mike Lindell, a true servant for the body of Christ. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Also keep in prayer that lawlessness does not excel in many cities over the Derek Chauvin verdict, which is expected any time.
Anything new on Israel's election?
Well, not yet. There is talk of another, but a different kind of election in where they vote for just the one person instead of a party. That's never been done before. And then whoever wins the majority vote would be the prime minister, but he would still have to form a coalition of 61 seats. At this point, Netanyahu has had problems trying to form his coalition.
Yeah, and he only has 2 weeks left.
And I must mention that a hoax is going around that Israel has found their Messiah.
Yeah, but this is fake news.
It is. And unfortunately, vaccines, well, they're still mandatory in Israel in spite of the recent findings from research done by their own experts in their Tel Aviv University on the Pfizer vaccines, which concluded that other variants are showing up in people who have already been injected with the messenger RNA gene therapy.
Yeah, you know, and that's probably what's happening here.
It is. Actually, 8 times more prevalent versus people who just say no to the jab. And then it's even higher with the second dose. But the Israelis, they just get jabbed because if they don't, they can't enjoy their freedom. Which makes me sad, and that better not happen here.
Well, it's certainly being talked about.
Yeah, but not as much now since many people are getting very sick after the shots with delayed side effects, and some I hear are later dying. But often, they're just not connecting the dots that it's from the vaccine.
Just another underlying condition.
Mm-hmm. And according to Dr. Wakefield, masks, distancing, and lockdowns actually help spread the variants. Although these measures can modify the transmission, they don't prevent it. Rather, encourages it to an evolutionary emergence of different strains, as we are beginning to see, and thereby more easily contagious, requiring, you got it, more vaccines, or what they term as boosters.
And probably yearly.
Which, of course, benefits Big Pharma, whose patents I just read on the older vaccines, coincidentally, are expiring.
So they need some new ones.
And isn't it interesting that 40% of our Marines are refusing the vaccine and about 30% of our healthcare workers?
Remember, depopulation is their goal.
And it's confirmed that it's been accomplished in Revelation 6. My thought is we will again see another dangerous disease surface soon. And again, that's just based on scripture.
Best prophecies around.
Mm-hmm. Also, well-known liberal author Naomi Wolf recently said that billionaire eugenist Bill Gates is steering the entire world into medical police state tyranny.
And that's coming from a Democrat.
She also said that Gates and the World Economic Forum, you know, the WEF, and Communist China are all part of a hellish amalgamation that is issuing a directive to governments all around the world to keep everyone on lockdown for as long as possible.
Meanwhile, the sheeple are still fawning over Jesuit Fauci.
Yes, even though more evidence has surfaced that he did indeed help fund through the NIH those, what they term, gain-of-function Wuhan experimentations.
Yeah, well, it's just a fancy name for bioweapons.
Yes, it is.
Henry Kissinger, as well as Pope Francis, are now aggressively pushing for the New World Order.
Yes, and there is an upcoming Vatican conference to address this and our health.
Who are the speakers?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Vaccine, big pharma developers, Mormon elders, pro-abortion, Chelsea Clinton, population control advocate Jane Goodall, a New Age activist, a prominent UK Muslim scholar, and a pro-abortion American actress known for posing nude. But there are only two Catholic clergy listed amongst the 114 speakers. Now remember, the Pope is very tight with the WEF's communist and also Jesuit Klaus Schwab that I have been writing about for the last 3 months. And he'll be a major speaker as well.
Well, I wonder if UFOs will be discussed.
Well, probably, since they are now being acknowledged as real.
Therefore, setting up for more of the stage for our departure.
And many will celebrate these aliens, especially after we leave, because we are actually harming the ecosystems. And you know, a lot of channeling from the New Agers to those in the higher elevations have predicted our departure for almost 30 years, all with similar messages. You know, years ago, I read one in Sedona magazine, apparently, they say, from Michael the Archangel. And he told them, don't worry, we're going to take care of them. And another actually came from Yahweh himself, announcing soon that the Antichrist would come and make them feel real rosy. Amazingly, some are anxiously waiting for the Antichrist, even wearing demonic tennis shoes.
Some containing real blood droplets in the shoes.
In the soles. Too bad they don't have the blood of Jesus on their inner soles.
Amen.
Oh, and Ashtar channeled that a major planetary house cleaning will soon happen. Bottom line, we are leaving, and obviously the enemy knows it too, just not when, which is probably why God doesn't want us to know exactly when, but instead gives us many signs.
Yeah, too many to mention anymore.
Yeah, as in how man has been manipulating the weather, and now the latest is Bill Gates wants to dim the sun. As if we don't have enough chemicals falling down upon us through chemtrails, pesticides pelleting us from drones.
Russia's threatening of Ukraine.
And China threatening Taiwan. Our border is out of control and lawlessness is abounding. While Biden is ruining America and selling us out to China and Iran.
And yet all that just points to our rescue.
And we should all be shouting amen to that. Because the joy of the Lord will sustain us while in waiting.
Be sure to tell your friends to tune in every Tuesday at 8 p.m. on WHKWradio.com or in the Cleveland or in Cleveland on Radio 1220 a.m. You can send questions by mail to Sheila at ShofarMinistries.net or call the office and leave a detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Your love offerings are greatly appreciated, which automatically adds your name to our mailing list for our monthly prophetic news and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, ShofarMinistries.net, where all the radio programs and newsletters are archived for your added learning.
All right. We've been asked to readdress the topic concerning where demons come from. So this week seemed like a good time.
Especially since UFOs are being acknowledged as real.
Oh, they're real. Demonically real. While evil is growing exponentially. You know, we have taught on this in detail over the years, but here it is in a slightly shorter version.
Well, let's begin with how old is the Earth?
Well, planet Earth has been around way before man, and Ecclesiastes 1:4 says will abide forever. And according to some very learned biblical scholars, God has judged the earth during a past time and then reformed the earth before creating Adam and Eve. Therefore, a gap of time between Genesis 1 verse 1 and verse 2 had to occur. Citing the word was, which in Hebrew is hayah, in verse 2 actually meaning became. So it was became without form and void. This is called the gap theory, and we don't know how much time elapsed between verses 1 and verse 2, but at some point, approximately 6,000 years ago, God, after totally overhauling the earth, created Adam.
We also know that way before Adam, God created divine beings.
Yes, calling them by their adopted Old Testament name, sons of God.
Like angels, but without wings.
Without wings. Since Jesus, we are now ourselves the sons of God.
Luke 20:36 addresses that.
Well, they obviously had a free will because some did rebel. And according to Psalm 82, they would counsel alongside God and made decisions as they resided in the heavens with access to the universe to include earth.
Particularly Eden, as we read in Isaiah 14.
And when Lucifer rebelled, other sons of God followed along.
About 200, according to the writings of Enoch.
And they made Mount Hermon, which is the highest elevation in Israel, their home. On a side note, isn't it interesting that today the evil UN has its headquarters near the top of Mount Hermon?
Which we did visit, but only at its base.
Well, you're right, we did. And it's always been known as a high place for the gods who were worshipped by foreigners of the true God, Yahweh.
Well, today it is also a ski resort.
And a very fancy, expensive hotel. Anyhow, by Genesis chapter 6, we see that some of them took on human form and cohabitated with women, producing offspring that would grow into very large stature.
Termed as giants or Nephilim.
Nephilim because they were produced by the fallen ones. The Hebrew word for giants in Genesis 6:4 is Nephil or Nephilim in the plural. So that left only Noah, his wife, and his sons with undefiled seed. And I omit saying the sons' wives because possibly at least one might have had some wicked seed in her genealogy, as we do see giants again in later chapters. Either that or there was another incursion of fallen angels, although that's kind of hard to believe after witnessing the fallen one's judgment into Tartarus. Honestly, no one knows for sure, but these things we'll find out in heaven. Anyhow, Scripture did prophesy that more giants would come later. So let's read Genesis 6, verses 1 through 4.
Now it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years.
Let me just stop and make a comment here. That word for years is shana, and it actually just means a period of time. It could very well be jubilees, or 120 jubilees, that man would be around, which would equal 6,000 years. Okay, continue verse 4.
There were giants.
And of course, that's Nephilim.
On the earth in those days, and also afterward.
Meaning later after the flood.
When the sons of God came in to the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men.
Now, in this case, it's Gibor, also meaning descendants of giants.
Who were of old, men of renown.
Yeah, famous as false gods. and meeting around for quite a while after mixing their seed, leaving us to assume there are those who could have wicked seed in them handed down from ancestors from thousands of years ago, which would also fit the scripture in Psalm 58, verse 3.
The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies.
In other words, born with wicked seed, but redeemable because of the cross, where the fallen angels were not, even though they asked God through Enoch to take them back.
So anyhow, back to Noah and his family.
Yes. So they were all spared on the ark when God judged the earth again, this time with devastating flood. Now we believe that the spirits of those killed in the flood still roam the earth and are called demons. And they can inhabit bodies if allowed through an open door. And this is allowed by God until the final judgment day, for mankind must always have a choice for good or for evil, which is why God allows evil to exist. The fallen angels, who are not in Tartarus, are evil entities who war in the heavenlies, as we read in Daniel 10, and they reign over certain territories. And we know from Ephesians 6 that there's four different labels suggesting maybe different levels for these evil entities. Ephesians 6:12, honey.
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
By Genesis chapter 10, hundreds of years after the flood, the people were worshiping false gods, also called Elohim, as we read in Psalm 82. And later, Yahweh had to chastise them as well with the judgment of mortality to eventually die as men. Why? Because they did not point the people to the big G God, Yahweh, and instead allowed the people to worship them and show partiality to the wicked, while watching them build that tower into the second heaven to hopefully reach the little g gods who resided there. And that was their real intent, to reach the gods. Therefore, Yahweh was angry. Consequently, in Genesis 11, he confused their language, thereby forcing them to separate and move to other regions that God had just divided the earth into.
Genesis 10:25. Mm-hmm.
At this time, God appointed 70 other Elohim, or sons of God, who had not rebelled, to watch over these now 70 separate nations. Now Moses wrote in Deuteronomy 32,
when the Most High gave to the nations their land inheritance, when he divided mankind.
And that was at Babel.
He fixed the borders of the people.
And tells us we should have borders.
According to the number of the sons of God. But the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob, his allotted heritage.
And that comes from Deuteronomy 32, 8 and 9. And I wrote that from the ESV because that's from the Dead Sea Scrolls, which is pretty good basis. So right after God divided the land, we see in Genesis 12 that he called out Abram to be the father of his own special nation that God himself would focus on, Israel. You know, it's been said God has one eye on Israel and the other eye on the rest of the nations.
The apple of his eye.
Again, these newly appointed Elohim, or little g gods, often called angels, as in Gabriel and Michael, were to point the people to the real God, Yahweh. Unfortunately, later, Israel did go after strange gods, whereupon God finally divorced them for adultery. Jeremiah 3, verse 8.
But not forever.
Amen. So back to Genesis, past the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, past the birth of Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, etc., to Joseph living in Egypt. And that was due to his brother selling him out. You read that in Genesis 37. As you know, Joseph found favor with Pharaoh, and due to the famine, his father Jacob and family went to Egypt for grain. And, of course, this was stored ahead of time by Joseph. Well, they all forgave each other, decided to stay, and quickly increased in size. After 400 years and a few more pharaohs, we begin reading in Exodus about a very wicked king who used the Hebrews as slaves. When along came Moses, who is a type of Jesus, to rescue them, and you all know that story. Anyhow, I reminded you of all that background to lead up to another confirming verse, showing that even after their miraculous rescue, the Hebrews worshipped not just the golden calf, but soon after, more false gods. Again, these fallen Elohim were created by Yahweh and for a while were loyal and part of God's counsel in Psalm 82. But some rebelled, came to earth to pull people away from the one true God. And these principalities are still at it today. But again, not forever. So here's the bottom line. All humans sin, and God knows we will. Praise the Lord for the cross. But there is one sin that is unpardonable. It's adultery, blasphemy against Yahweh and the Holy Spirit. Worshipping anything but the one true God is not just the bottom line, but it is a red line that you must not cross. And they did too many times. Again, God purposely allows spiritual hosts of wickedness to test us for our loyalty. He does not want robots, but rather those who choose him above all odds. And sometimes that's very true. Remaining faithful. We must remain faithful regardless of the circumstances or afflictions. The good news is that he promises to see us through them all, especially our most difficult times. And we can all attest to that. So let me leave you with a scripture from the Song of Moses, Deuteronomy 32, 16 through 18. It says, they, which is Israel, provoked him to jealousy with foreign gods. With abominations they provoked him to anger. They sacrificed to demons, not to God. To gods they did not know. To new gods, new arrivals, that your fathers did not fear. Of the rock, and of course that's Christ, 1 Corinthians 10:4, who begot you, you are unmindful and have forgotten the God who fathered you. So that's kind of it in a nutshell, but I really would love to have your questions about something that maybe I didn't touch on, and I can try to answer that next time. So if you're listening out there and maybe you haven't given the Lord your heart, now's your time. You know, he suffered greatly and sacrificed himself for you. He paid your debt for your sins, and he stands at the door of your heart right now, and he's knocking as he pleads with you to open the door, and he will come into you and give you peace that passes all understanding. I know that you can hear his voice, but he won't force himself on you. It's your move, always your choice. You can, though, be the beneficiary of this magnificent love story written in blood on a wooden cross. Just do it, and you better do it while there is yet time, because we're running out of it. I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing number 622 through 27. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her shall prosper. And you know what? We're going to all live there someday as the queen, and Jesus is the king. And the millennial kingdom is coming. You don't want to miss it. Make Jesus Lord over your life. Not just part-time, but all the time. Shalom. See you next time. God bless.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.